in the waterfront commission that they had halls, and you had a big platform. So the waterfront commissioner guy would stand on the top of the platform, you and I, like, this is the platform here, and it'd be like 2 feet, 3 feet down, but you had 1,000 men shaping up, and you would go by seniority, A, B, C, D. So if I was the hiring agent and you were from the waterfront commission, you would watch, make sure everything was done right. So when I called, right, we need 5 men over in Port Newark, and I started A, and the A-men had their seniority cards up, I would take their seniority card, but it had their, like, waterfront number on and so forth, and I'd give him a piece of paper. And he'd go over to my terminal, and he'd go in and see the timekeeper, and the timekeeper would take his name and so forth down. And I, in the meantime, had his waterfront number too. So I could back over the terminal to the timekeeper's office and say, here's the 5 or 20 guys, whatever I hired, and they would match up the guys that came over, and we made sure the right people that I gave the slips to came over and signed in, so there was no shenanigans, nothing could be passed.
Right.
I forget where exactly I'm going with this. So anyway,
talking about organized crime.
Yeah. So when they came out, when the waterfront, so the waterfront commission has been on top of this organized crime type thing.